Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brett McMillan.
Well, how about it? 37 home runs and 124 RBIs. That is the kind of bat that the Cardinals now have in Marcell Ozuna. Welcome to a special edition of the program. This is the Cardinals Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Brett McMillan. The Redbirds officially have that big bat that they've been looking for all winter. Ozuna coming over to Miami, a winter meetings blockbuster. And he spoke to the St. Louis media for the first time via conference call, spent about 30 minutes with a couple of reporters from the Post-Dispatch and other outlets here in the local St. Louis market. Now, keep in mind, Cardinals assistant GM Moises Rodriguez is the one that you're going to hear in these bites that I'm about to play you. Ozuna answering the questions in Spanish, Rodriguez doing the translating, so keep in mind, you're not actually hearing Ozuna, but you are hearing the translation of his answers into English. I also, in a couple of different places, there might have been a question and then a follow-up question. The two answers made sense together, so just for comprehension's sake, I want you to know that those have been edited together. Nothing omitted, but just the two answers put together, so it's a little bit easier here in this podcast format. As we go along, I'll let you know what reporter or media personality is asking the questions, and then we'll let you hear the question as Marcell Ozuna answers to a new group of reporters that he'll be seeing a lot here as a member of the St. Louis Cardinals. First question from KMOX's Tom Ackerman. What was their reaction like when Ozuna heard that he was a Cardinal?
He said, in regards to your first question, Tom, that he was nervous, not in a bad way, some anxiety because it is a change that's going to affect his family. His wife got a little emotional, but once they were able to talk through it, the situation, everybody's happy now and ready to move forward. He says he's always known the Cardinals to be competitors, grinders all the way to the end. They always seem to be in the mix and in position to win, and he's very excited to be able to join that.
If you were paying any attention to what was happening down in Orlando, you know that the market this winter really had stalled until Giancarlo Stanton eventually ends up with the New York Yankees. Then things shift to Ozuna, especially for the Cardinals. And Jennifer Langosch of MLB.com asked what that process was like for Ozuna. He says that entering the winter, he really didn't expect to be traded, but things started to get pretty serious in a real hurry.
When the rumors and what was being published was more frequent and seemed to be on the news every night, that he started to get a little nervous. In the past, Carlos and Yadi had joked around with him that we're going to bring you to the Cardinals, we're going to bring you to the Cardinals, and they joke around back and forth, and that nervousness went away when he started reflecting on sort of those little encounters or those little exchanges, better said, with Carlos and Yadi. If he's being traded to the Cardinals, at least he's being traded to a group of guys that he knows, and that anxiety and that nervousness sort of went away.
It is a new town for Ozuna, but as you just heard, it is not an entirely new cast of faces for him. He does have some relationships existing with this current Cardinal roster, especially with Carlos Martinez, a guy that, like Ozuna, grew up in the Dominican Republic. We wondered maybe after what we saw on Instagram, the two celebrating Ozuna's birthday together about a month ago, wondered if maybe they were childhood friends. Ben Hockman of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch asked that question and dove into the topic.
He says he first met Carlos in 2010 in spring training, I believe. Marcell at that time had a wrist injury, and he just happened to come across him. That was his first encounter with Carlos. As far as his relationship, it's always been a good one. They've always stayed in touch. They respect each other. He respects them. They try to help each other with just either professional tips or family chit-chat, and they've never been together, obviously, and then have had to deal with that way over the phone, but now that they're together, he hopes that'll help improve the relationship even more.
From a baseball perspective, St. Louis is getting one of the best bats in the entire game, and I would say arguably the second best bat available by trade or free agency. You've got to tip your hat to J.D. Martinez, who's had a great 2017 season. Of course, Stanton was a big prize too, but Ozuna is a great player in the outfield, which we'll talk about in a minute, and also at the plate. I mean, transformative type player. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And 2017 really has been his breakout season, topped 100 RBIs for the first time ever. In fact, he had career highs in batting average, home runs, RBI, OBP, and OPS. Brian Stahl of St. Louis Baseball Weekly asked Ozuna through translator Moises Rodriguez, what happened headed into 2017 that produced this, well, monumental year?
He feels really the off-season, last off-season coming into 2017 was really helpful for him. He felt his focus was a little more sharp this year, and he just attributes the 2017 season to a lot of the work that he did leading up to it, and that's really what's been what was critical for that result.
So the reason that you're excited, I think the reason most Cardinal fans are excited, is this bat changes a lot of things and hopefully pushes the Cardinals back into the playoffs for the first time here in a couple of seasons. And that's the elephant in the room, the big question. I think we all know probably how we feel about it. But Brian Stahl also wanted to ask Marcell Ozuna, does he think the Cardinals are in good position now to be a contender not just for a division or a National League pennant, but for a World Series even perhaps in 2018?
Yes, he sees it as a very positive thing, that they're in the hunt, and he's kind of looking forward to joining that winning situation because he's never been to the playoffs, and him joining this team that has an opportunity to do that is something that he's really looking forward to. He's saying that the Cardinals are always there in position. It's a winning team, and it's almost like a blessing that he landed here in this situation because of the winning and the position the Cardinals are always in to compete for a playoff berth.
There you go. Marcell Ozuna for the first time ever meeting with the St. Louis media, albeit by conference call. I don't know for sure. I would have to check, but I'm assuming he will be a pretty popular ticket at the winter warm-up over at the Hyatt Regency St. Louis at the Arch here next month. So if you haven't gotten tickets to that yet, you should jump online at cardinals.com/WWU. You do not want to miss Marcell Ozuna if he is indeed there and the rest of the festivities going on with winter warm-up. It's a two-time All-Star, a Gold Glover, a Silver Slugger. It certainly is a home run trade for the St. Louis Cardinals. And that bat's going to ring out in the middle of the order, but I think that you don't want to overlook the fact that he's going to change the pitches that other guys get too. Now Dexter Fowler, Paul DeJong, Matt Carpenter, those guys are going to see other pitches, not to mention Tommy Pham, who has monstrous power. Those guys are going to see different pitches most likely now that Ozuna is there lurking, and that's quite the difference, quite the game changer for the Cardinals in 2018, and I'm really excited about the dividends that I think we're going to see it pay out on the field. That is as big a benefit as Ozuna himself, and he's a big one, but the pitches other guys now are going to get to see, that's going to be a huge result of this trade. And, the Cardinals are just maybe going to have the best all-around outfield in the National League in 2018, too. At least going in on paper, that's the way that I see it. Get those opening day tickets. Ozuna jumps out of the back of his red pickup truck on Thursday night, April the 5th. It's going to be a party, and you don't want to miss it. So make sure that you are here in St. Louis for Marcell Ozuna debuting as a St. Louis Cardinal. That's it for this show. We'll be with you at least one more time before we start back up our regularly scheduled shows. That'll happen sometime in the spring. We'll communicate that to you so that way you know what to be looking for. And the best way to make sure you don't miss out is just to be subscribed. Search St. Louis Cardinals Podcast on either iTunes or Podbean, or you can check us out on cardinals.com/podcast. Also, would love to get your emails. You can communicate with the show. Shoot me a note, podcast@cardinals.com. A great holiday season to you and to yours. A great Christmas gift already in Marcell Ozuna for Cardinal fans. I hope that is just the beginning of a blessed holiday season for you. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you after the first of the year. For everybody else involved with the show, I'm Brett McMillan. Thanks for listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.